Our own hands, Villa fans. Liverpool 1, Aston Villa 1. If you are new to this channel, subscribe. Get on this journey with us. Hit a like. Let's have a 700 like target and comment your thoughts down below. I feel like that has just took 10 years off my life. But I do not care because I am buzzing that Aston Villa picked up a point at Anfield, which has took us a point above Spurs. So whatever happens now, it is in our own hands. It is our destiny this season under Unai Emery to get Europe, and it is going to happen. Better Spurs' result at Leeds next week, and Aston Villa get Europe. Come on, get in, Villa fans. Absolutely love it. I feel like I need to lie down. This is a match reaction straight after the full-time whistle has blown, and I'm absolutely KO'd after watching that. Yeah, where do we start? Well, we start with the fact that I'm absolutely buzzing. You know, huge, huge resilience from the side. I thought we defended impeccably. We defended so well. So many blocks, so many interceptions, so many standout performances. And that's what it's all about for me. Rising to that challenge. I said in the match preview and I said all week, no regrets. Leave nothing on that pitch at Anfield. And those players didn't leave anything because they were fighting for those points today. And I absolutely loved it. So team news then. So we saw something a little bit different from Emery. We obviously always thought that it was going to be Moreno on the left, but he started with Luka Dean. Cash came back in. Little subtle tweak what he did. He played a 4-4-2 today. So he played Ramsey on the left, Dougie and Kamara and Bailey on the right. And it was McGinn in behind Watkins, which I didn't see him doing. I didn't see him expecting to see that. We have not seen Bailey in that four. We've always seen Bailey as the player that's sort of off Watkins that then does drift wide. So it was tactically brilliant. And I was really, you know, we've been speaking all week about how we were going to deal with Trent. And a lot of us said, well, stick McGinn on Trent. And we thought that McGinn was going to play either side of the double pivot and be on Trent. But what we did do is that we were sort of doubled up on Trent at times. We had Watkins and McGinn who were stuck on Trent, which really isolated him, especially in that first half. So, again, another tactical masterclass. I mean, it's a tactical masterclass every week from Emery. But what have we seen today? We've seen a 4-4-2. We've seen the six at the back. We've seen the wingers coming back into and helping out the defenders again, sort of the left-back, right-back roles again. He was just absolutely brilliant, and he's just a genius. He puts players in positions where you don't expect them to play, and it's just absolutely amazing. So I felt like we started the first 7 minutes a little bit slow. I felt like Liverpool were on top in the first couple of minutes, and then Aston Villa really grew into the game. I felt like we was on top for parts of that first half. We was knocking it about really nicely. We won the penalty. And I just wasn't confident when Watkins stepped up for some reason. I just had a weird vibe, and I thought he was going to sky it, to be fair, but he missed his penalty. And you know, you're starting to think, oh God, that's it. You know, we're going to have an absolute mare here. But, you know, players miss penalties, and, you know, it was just one of them in it. But such a well-worked goal for Villa. You know, Ramsey, I must have been watching back post Trez back in the day, because it was back post Ramsey. It was front post Ramsey last week, back post Ramsey this week. I was giving it to the cop, Murray, which I absolutely loved it. You stick it in on them. But yeah, Ramsey, brilliant, brilliant finish, because he can't really see that ball coming in front of him, because I think Mings is sort of in front of him. So he'd have seen that ball late. a brilliant, brilliant finish. And first half, I thought we were absolutely outstanding. Outstanding. Mental resolve, defensive resilience, dynamic on the counter-attack. We were vibrant. We were pacey. I thought first half, we were tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. And to rock up there with the pressure on, you know, we're really starting to see this side now rock up. When that pressure's on, dig in and deliver. So first half, brilliant. Second half, we had to defend. We had to defend in spells because they threw the kitchen sink at us. I thought Gakpo had a good game, to be fair. And interestingly, we played the high line. It doesn't matter who we play. We're sticking with that high line. I thought it was going to be suicidal with Salah and Jota and Diaz and Gakpo. But high line, how many times did we play them offside today? Absolutely fantastic. They had a goal that was disallowed. It was just chaotic, that spell. I mean, that was the first part that tired me out in that game, watching it. it was that spell. You know, and they got their goal through. Obviously, Firmino came on. Firmino scored. Beautiful ball from Salah. You know, it was just a quality ball in. World-class delivery. There's nothing you can do, really. I mean, you can't blame anyone for defending that goal because it was just a piece of brilliance from Salah. Crossed in outside of the foot and 1-1. And then you're thinking 10 minutes took me back to Wembley playoff final. Oh, God. But, yeah, we defended well. Martinez shithousing his way to yellow cards. And it was just an absolutely mad game. And I'm just so proud of this team. I'm so proud that we got the points. And, you know, the bigger picture, you know, what is the bigger picture? Well, like I keep saying, we can think about the bigger picture. We can think about reviewing the season after the season. But the here and now is we've one game to go. Aston Villa are seventh in the Premier League, level on points with Brighton. So we are level on points with Brighton. We are ahead of Tottenham. So match Tottenham's results and we get Europa Conference. Brighton, if they beat Southampton, will go 3 points above us. Then if they lose to City and Villa beat Brighton, we'll end up on the same amount of points as Brighton if they win their game against Southampton. So it feels good, man. It feels good. It feels good. It feels tiring. But I just can't believe it because there was pressure on it, weren't there? There was pressure on us today to not only get something, but still give us a chance to get Europe, still give us that fighting chance. And the team delivered. I mean, you hear that crowd. It was so loud today on their front. And, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, I'll run through some of the standout performances. Like, Martinez was brilliant because he had to be slow. He had to do that type of stuff. He had to nullify. He had to stem the flow of Liverpool. You know, if he keeps taking his allotted time, keep giving the ball back, it comes back straight away. So take the pace out of the game. Yeah, we have to have 10 minutes of injury time, but you just got to deal with that when you get to it. I thought Mings was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. It was never a red card. So God knows what was going on with that call. He just put his foot up. His body happened to be there. He wasn't aggressive. He didn't try and injure the player. There was no intent to injure him. So God knows what all that was about. But Mings was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I thought Konsa was brilliant. Cash had a difficult game, but he too stepped up. And he had a great game. Annoyingly, we had two injuries with Moreno and Luca Dean gone off. But Ashley Young just keeps going, stick him in the ice bath until next week now. Dougie Louise, so silky. Oozes quality on the ball. Like, he's just tremendous. Kamara, doing what Kamara does. Rolls Royce, get your foot in, win the ball back. Absolutely amazing. McGinn played left back, centre mid, number 10. No superlatives for him because he was absolutely class. Ramsey was great. I thought Ramsey had a really good game defensively as well. He was doing his progressive carries, getting on the ball. Brilliant finish. 2 goals in 2 now. So Ramsey's really stepped up now towards the end of the season. He was brilliant. Watkins, willing runner, worked his socks off. Buendia, when he came on, looked bright. He was doing things defensively well. Then Donker, when he came on, looked defensively strong as well. So, you know, everyone that came on the pitch was really, really good. So, hats off to everyone at the Villa. Hats off to Emery because it was just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I'm just so happy for the fan base because, you know, it's not the be-all and end-all whether we got Europe this season. But for me, it's so important. It's so important. If we never got it, I'd never take anything away from this team. But the importance of us getting Europe this season is sky high because it's something that the club is striving to get to. It's something the club is striving to be. We want to be back playing in Europe. And I said it weeks ago when we lost to Wolves that it was so important that we got Europe. And I'm just so happy because it means that, you know, we can attract the players, we can entice players. We're playing in Europe. We can mentally get ready to playing in Europe. It gives us more squad depth. We can bring more youth through because there's more games for them to be playing. So I just think hand in hand, Aston Villa are a European football club and we have to have Europe back. So, you know, for the turnaround of where we were to where we are now is just nothing short of staggering. Because it's remarkable where we've got to. But while we were here and while we're in the now, it's so important that we go out and get it. Might be a year too soon, but who cares? It's never too soon to be playing European football. So it's just absolutely fantastic. So what is the goal difference between Brighton's goal difference way higher than Villa? So if we level on points with Brighton, Brighton would finish above Villa anyway because their goal difference is 18 and Villa's is 4. So we really need to hope that Southampton can beat Brighton or draw and then they lose to City and then we beat Brighton and then we get Europa. So at the minute, it looks like Conference, but I'd take Conference all day long. All day long. Villa fans, share the love on this video. If you are watching and you aren't subscribed, just hit subscribe. It's completely free. We've got a packed out, stacked out summer of content for you. Loads of concepts. You're going to have more content in the summer than what you have in a week of a match day. So get excited for all of that as well. Get on this journey with us. Drop your thoughts in the comment section down below because I am absolutely buzzing. Up the Villa, up the Emery, and up the Villa, this team. Absolutely love them.